Chapter 1. Simon. Simon Green was drowning in a large vat of fluffy white marshmallows. He flailed beneath the killer's powerful hands, which were forcing him deeper into the gooey vanilla depths, each marshmallow stifling his ragged breaths and blocking his respiratory passages. Some primeval instinct warned him this was no dream. He came to in an instant, heart thudding, aware he could neither open his eyes nor breathe. Simon attempted to thrash his head from side to side, to no avail. He was pinned down by a leaden weight. One word sprang to mind: Ivan. Now fully conscious, Simon scrabbled to grip his attacker by the neck, then tugged with all his strength. He felt a cool draft on his cheeks and gulped in a lungful of air, still clinging on to his assailant. The enormous tabby cat stared back defiantly, irritation visible in its chartreuse eyes. It was the second time in a week the damn cat had cut off his air supply while he was asleep. Was it trying to bump him off? Simon considered launching the animal through the bedroom window. Ivan hissed and instinctively unsheathed his claws.
"Is that my precious little bundle?" mumbled a voice from beside Simon.
On cue, the cat withdrew its claws and let out a pitiful meow.
"Simon," said his wife, Veronica, in a sharp tone, "what are you doing? Put Ivan down at once."
Then in a grating little girl voice, she continued,
"Come to Mummy, Ivan. Daddy was going to try and push my furry baby off the bed, wasn't he? Naughty Daddy. Ignore him. He's just a big bad-tempered bully because he drank too much last night."
Simon released the hefty animal. Ivan fell onto the bed with a whoomp. Veronica's plump arm emerged from under the duvet. She extended her hand towards Ivan and waggled her pasty fingers. Simon removed the cat fur from between.